Blog Talk Radio. Well, looky here. We're back here again on Tuesday. The time is flying. If you can hear me, somebody just push one. I ain't going to call on you, I promise. I just need you to know you can hear me. I'm on this cell phone, and sometimes the earpiece don't work. Can you hear me? Anybody? Don't everybody push one at once. Hold on a minute. Let me see what's going on. Well, shalom, shalom. Oh, they can hear me. Thank you so much, Sister Alfiana. Appreciate you. Appreciate you. Appreciate you. Well, guess what, you guys? It's Tuesday. And we are 70 days away from the curse being over with. We are day 70. It's a miracle. I believe that's the right time. We were 72 days away on Sunday. Yes, hallelujah, praise the mighty God. You know what, we got a, we have a new moon coming up. We got to go too soon, and we'll be sending out the emails to that. I want everybody to be aware of that. And then we got the Feast of Weeks is coming July the 1st, and that's going to be at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we moving on forward. We're getting this thing done. It's a blessing. It really is a blessing. All praises to the Most High Yah. I'm excited about where we're going. It's just been a blessing. It's been a privilege. Let me make sure I got everything here together. I want to make sure that I got the countdown right. That's what I was looking for, was the countdown sheet. Yeah, today we 70 days away. The number 70. What a blessing it is. You know, I don't feel any different right now. I feel the same as I've always felt. You know, I'm just getting a little excited, but I think the closer we get, you know, the more we will begin to feel excited about it and everything. You know, all praises to the Most High Yah. I don't have a lot to talk about today, really. I mean, other than the things that are going on in the world, if anybody has anything in particular they would like to discuss, please feel free to push one. Remember, the Tuesday nights are going to go away when we finish, after we finish our Day of Repentance, that we're going to use this day to have a men's class, and we're going to use this day to have a women's class, and we're going to set up something for the young people. Tuesday night on Block Talk will go away unless, you know, we come on here to be able to talk about something in particular. We can have a show every night of the week if we want. It's just finding someone who would be committed to, we've been looking for a program director to be able to handle this part of the Yehuda Project. So if there's anybody out there who's retired who may be interested in doing that, please let us know, you know, and then after we'll get with you after the Day of Repentance and get everything set up, because I would like to take that part off of my hands. I would still call in, but somebody else would be in control of the board, you know, and do what we need to do, you know. So it might be a hobby that somebody might want to take on. You feel free to do that if you would like. We would like to give the youth a day on the radio show where they can just talk about whatever they want to talk about, invite their friends from school, and just really take this to another level. We've been trying to do it for years, but it wasn't time. And now I understand why the Most High didn't let it happen, because we have to complete the curse. So, you know, as we go through this, we're going to start our women's class, and our women's call, and we're going to start our men's call, and just get to talking, and let's heal each other so we can get where we need to go. Because that's my biggest thing, is to be able to heal each other so we can move forward. You know, I don't like to deal in the problem. I want to deal in the solution. And the solution is, let's move it. Let's keep it moving. That's my thing. We're going to keep it moving no matter what. Apologize to each other and keep it moving. Let's go. Because the enemy would love to take an opportunity to destroy, and the way he does that is he destroys relationships. So we don't want that to ever be an issue, ever. You know, we're just excited, you know, that we've met family members that we've never known, and this is just going, I believe this is going to get bigger and bigger as it goes along. I was even listening to some of the street preachers who I was at work today, and they're even changing their approach. So, you know, it's a change happening, you know. I was really surprised at these young men, because it was like, they was like, man, you ain't got to get loud. Don't get belligerent with them. You know, we ain't going to do that. We gonna meet them at their level. We're going to talk to a man to man. Don't get loud. You know, don't get upset. Don't get mad. And I was like, wow. You know, so things are changing. They definitely are. So this is, these are young men. You know, so all praises to the Most High. He changes. He prayer changes things. And, you know, and I'm not saying it's us because we can't take credit for everything, but whomever it is that said, maybe we need to redo this and rethink our approach. All praises to the Most High. Because, you know, if we move forward, how are we going to win the people? You know, because, you know, some people say, you're talking so loud, I can't hear what you're saying. You know, so we trying, everybody's trying to make a change because we're changing. You know. And, you know, you can kindness, you know, soft answer turns away wrath. That's scripture. You know, so as we learn how to do that and we learn how to be there for one another, things change. You know, and you know, I'm going to tell you something. When we finally do leave, they are going to miss us. With all of the hell that they put us through, when we finally do leave, they will know that Israel has been here and gone. You know, they're going to miss us. I mean, because every time I talk to one of them and I tell them that's the plan, after the sarcasm, they come back, well, where y'all going? It's like, what difference will it make? You don't want to see us, so what difference will it make? Where are we going? But you're going to miss us when we're gone. Because Israel brought y'all with us, and we brought a sense of peace with us. You know, even though we was in disobedience, he was here. The angels was here. You know, this is going to be a totally different, it's going to be a totally different country. Totally different when we leave, you know, because you got to think about all of the things that we have added to the society, you know, all of the art and the culture and the singing and the soul and all this stuff. It's going to be gone. And the ones that don't come out when we come out, that he's going to have to send hunters for and fishers for to get, they're going to wish they had left because it's not going to be the same. You know, it's like walking into a church when there's no church service. If any of you all have ever been in church and you've done that, it's a completely different atmosphere as to when the people are there and the singing is going on and the organ is playing and the preacher's up in the pulpit. It's a different environment. But when you walk in on a regular day, it's just an empty room. That's all it is an empty room. And you just look around like, wow, this ain't even the same. And that's how it's going to be. Our jobs are going to miss us. You know what I'm saying? Our family members is going to miss us. And this isn't the first time that this happened because even with Marcus Garvey, he got ships together and sent people. I think, where was it, in Libya? Was it Libya, Brother Donnie, or Liberia? Wherever it was, back in the day, he tried to get us boats to send us back, but it wasn't time. But those people left. So it's going to be very interesting to see what this is going to be like without us there. Brother Zonia, your mic is open. Was it Libya that the Israelites went back to with Marcus Garvey?
I think it was Libya during that particular time. But I don't think that they were scheduled to go. I don't think that they actually left. I'm not sure.
Some left. It wasn't a lot, but some did take up the action. They left.
Oh yeah,
they did go. A few. It wasn't a lot, but it was some that left. You know,
yeah.
I wonder how they feel now, knowing that they left like they did.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a whole different ball game, man. You know, this is going to be a terrible day. The Almighty said so.
Yeah,
you know, so
when we
get out of here, man, it's cool. I was saying to myself, and I'm not, you know, all this is speculation. You understand? Is that just what would happen if we left? Most of our people, because everybody's not going. You understand? And what would happen to this society if we just got up and got out of here? You understand? You know, because we could keep this society going with our money, with our singing and basketball and sports and all kinds of entertainment. We the ones to keep this society going. You understand? So what if we left? What happens when we leave? You understand? You know,
it's going to be interesting.
How gloomy and gloomy it would be, You understand?
Yeah, yeah.
Without
Lord.
Us, man, they ain't got nothing going on.
No.
Then they gonna have to do all of the menial labor and everything. Oh man, they ain't gonna like that at all. You understand?
No.
That's what happened in Egypt, man. You know, they said you let them Israelites go. Who gonna bury the dead bodies?
That's true. That is so true. That is so very true. You know, and the church stayed behind because they think that they have the answer, and they're gonna realize that the answer was with us. You know,
yeah.
And then the Most High picture where we just leave one day and be gone. He said, you and your children. He said, your seed coming too.
That is correct. You know, it's not going to be a walk in the park for us, but it'll be something that we have to do on our own. We start doing stuff. You know, in Africa right now, man, they're trying to get all of those Western cultures out of Africa. You understand, you know, and you know, a lot of those prime ministers or kings or whatever that they got in those nations in Africa, you understand, they still trying to hold on to them Europeans, boy.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are.
And
that's what they
know, and a lot of Africans is running into Europe. You understand, not knowing that all that stuff is going to be destroyed.
Yeah. That's true. It's something. I'm telling you, it's just amazing to watch the Most High do what he does. Because his word don't come back void. He does what he says he's going to do. And no, irregardless to where you are in your life and what you're seeing, irregardless of what you have achieved and what your expectation is for tomorrow, when he say it's over, it's over.
Yeah, that is absolutely correct.
And that's a hard pill to swallow. When he say it's over, and that's what babies still being born, people still signing up for college, people still going to get jobs, people still doing the everyday stuff they always do. But when he says it's over, it don't matter what that is, it's almost like we just going to be gone.
Yeah.
We're going to be gone. And all them blank applications going to be left. You know what I'm saying? The hospital room going to be empty. The baby's going to be gone. You know, the house is going to be left empty. I mean, without the people, the cars is going to be left. That's what I think about. It's like how, you know, I was thinking about it from an immigration standpoint. I said, okay, these people come to this country, and these people are not immigrants. They're not citizens. And they obtain things. They get cars, they get houses, they get furniture, they put their kids in school. I mean, they go through the whole thing. And then one day while they're outside of the house doing family stuff, the immigration officer pulls up to them and say, let me see your papers. And then they don't have any papers or anything to justify themselves being here. And then they take them down to the detention center and lock them up and process them to get out of the country. That house is sitting empty. Those clothes are still in the closet. The food is still in the refrigerator. How do you, I mean, you wonder what happens to all of that stuff because they can't call nobody and tell them that they're gone. You know, unless you get one phone call because they don't want to know, okay, who else is here with you that's illegal. So everything that they have acquired is just basically sitting there for the taking. That's how it's going to be when we leave.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's going to happen.
Yeah, looking like it. Hold on, let me get this mic open. Area code 210. Your mic is open. You're on the air.
Hi, Aina and everybody. I'm not going to stay on long because I'm at work. I just wanted to let you know that it's actually Liberia. You know that Marcus Garvey took everybody to. Also, I can't wait. I mean, I can't be obvious because everybody can hear me, but I can't wait for that day when we actually leave. And it's okay that they'll be sad and live in regret. I mean, it's always, you know, hindsight that, oh, maybe I should have been nicer, but they'll never change as far as I'm concerned. Nobody will ever change. It's a perpetual hatred, like the Most High said it was, and I will be happy. And like I told y'all that, you know, I was married to a Gentile, I was talking to him last night, and I said, you know, my daughter and I, because the Most High is waking her up. And I said, when the time comes for me to go, are you going, spouse? And he's like, you know, he just smiled. Yeah, he's coming along, too. My family knows better. They can either come because I'm out of here. But I'm going to go ahead and get off the phone.
Wow.
Yep.
So he said,
yep,
he said
people are under a delusion. They're
yes,
delusional.
Ma'am, he's coming with me, too. If I
wow.
go, I'm going to. You know, it tripped me out the other day. Let me tell you this before I go, Yaina. The other day he was talking to me and he slipped up, but I've heard him do it. Bye-bye, everybody. I've heard him do it quite a few times. And this time he said, you know, how come in the Bible it says that Yeshua says blah, blah, blah? The fact that he said he addressed him as Yeshua is a big deal to me. And the fact that he addressed the Most High as the Most High is a big deal to me. I think those are beautiful.
Wow.
So the Most High is working, period. I don't care what
yes.
he's working
yes.
for
yes.
people.
Hallelujah. All praise. And they're listening. You'd be surprised how many people sneak in and call and just listen. They listen. And we said that people that are married to people of the other nations, were, those people are coming. They're coming.
Okay.
It was going to be a speckle bird for real because those people are coming. Those women are not going to leave their children behind. They're not. Good luck with. You know? And those are the people,
yeah.
in my opinion, from where I sit, will be the stranger, and those are the people that will be spared.
Have,
because as
right.
long as they're with us, they will be safe. But the other people that have evil in their heart, it's a rap.
Yeah.
It's a rap. Like Brother Tony, I say, it's over with. For real.
That is absolutely correct.
You know, some of these Israelite brothers have married women of the other nations and had children by these women of the other nations. And what, do you think them kids, the women don't know what the story is? You think those women don't research the scriptures? And never, her kids is going to make it, she coming.
That is correct. Absolutely.
And we got to be ready for, you know, all of this and be able, and we'll have a change of heart. We will.
Yeah.
We'll have a change of heart. We won't feel oppressed and beat down anymore. You know, everybody just wants to know when is this going to happen? How long we got to wait? What we got to do now? When is God coming? And that's one thing he didn't tell us. He
no, for sure. No. Yeah.
Go ahead, brother.
You know, just like when the Almighty told Abraham, know for a surety that your seed will be chastised for 400 years. And guess what? We are at the end of our 400 years. You understand?
Yes, we are.
Now, it did not happen exactly when he said it out of his mouth. You understand? We went through a whole onslaught of stuff that we had to go, our sojourners and events happened, you know, and we were captive by a lot of other nations. You understand? So it didn't happen exactly when he said it. So 9 times out of 10, when we in this captivity that we're in, we can't see exactly what happened. I mean, you know, what the Almighty had done. You understand? So we're in a delusional state. You understand? We think that, man, I can't leave my car. You understand? This place gonna bounce back. We'll be all right. You understand? No, we're not gonna be all right because this place is a carbon copy of Egypt. You understand? And in Egypt when we left, we left other people behind too. Left some of our folk right there in Egypt. it's going to be a mess, though. You got to understand this here. It is. You understand?
He comes.
It is absolutely correct.
because he said he was coming. And all we got to do, and you know what, it's just a plain old ordinary book that's been sitting up on the mantelpiece for years and years and years. And everybody thought it was just a story that was put together. You don't know how many people ask me, is this stuff real?
Yeah.
Church people now, we ain't talking about ordinary people off the street. I'm talking about church people have asked me, is this really real?
Yeah. Because we can't see the forest for the trees. You understand?
Right.
You know, we got a lot of stuff here, man. We got a lot of things, you understand, and our children and et cetera. At some point, man, this has to happen. You understand? I'm thanking the Almighty that it happened in my time, you understand, or it's about to happen in my time, and I may be able to see it up. We only got 75, 73, 72 days, you understand, before our punishment is up. 70 days before our punishment is up.
70 days. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. I'm talking about it's amazing because, see, you know, he said that we was going to be chastened for 400 years. And we didn't go into a captivity or sojourn into this captivity or walk into this captivity, you understand, and be here for a while and accumulate stuff, you understand. We were chained, whipped, beaten, maimed, and murdered from day one.
Yes, we were. Yes, we were. Yes, we were. And, you know, and here we go. Whether they like it or not, here we go. It's gonna be interesting. I'm telling you. You know, like she said, there's no room to remorse. You know, and they want us gone. I told you some of the guys that I used to talk to from the left wing and right wing, they was like, that's the best news I've heard all day. And I said the same thing. I said, me too. When y'all leaving? As soon as the Most High make the plans and the preparation.
And trust me, man, he's going to make the preparations, you understand, because he recognized that we ain't got no money, we ain't got no way out of here, you understand, and we still on stupid. So he has to make a way for us, man.
Yes, he does, and he will. His word is not going to come back void. You ain't got to worry about that. That's going to come back. It's going to do what he set out for it to accomplish to do. It's not going to come back void. You know, we just got to trust him. Just trust him, be encouraged. You know, all of you ought to send me emails and saying thank you for being encouraging to us. This is what we're supposed to do. We have to encourage one another. We have to get everybody ready. I mean, you don't stop living. We ain't telling nobody to sell all that they have. We're not to live normal because you can't take none of this stuff with you no way. Live normal and do what you normally do. And when the time comes, when it's time for us to go, they'll figure out what to do with this stuff. They'll have a big old flea market. Somebody will come and take it. Or your family members will come take it. Somebody will get it. It ain't going to go to waste. Trust me. Whether you and your wills ain't going to matter. Bank accounts is not going to matter. None of that's going to matter. But when the Most High say it's time to go, we're going to leave with the way he wants us to leave, with the wealth and substance that he has in store for us. And let me correct something. He don't have to work it out. It's already worked out. It just has to initiate at the appropriate time.
That is correct. And it's his time, not ours.
Mm-mm.
No. Now, I'm not saying that as soon as, you know, when our punishment is up, that all of a sudden it's going to, you know, you understand? This is the Almighty doing this here, you understand? So he has to do it in his timeline, you understand? It's always been a process, you understand? We have, you know, and so when he gets ready to, you know, bring about this great destruction, because it's going to be a great destruction, because we cannot live on this planet, you understand, when we can just run into another place, because we don't want to do what the Almighty wants us to do. We can't just leave and go somewhere else and set up, you understand. All of this stuff got to go, you understand. We cannot have, you know, those stumbling blocks before us. You understand? We're going to have to be to teach righteousness in the earth. You understand? And he said that we were supposed to be priests unto the other nations, because we're going to have to be able to tell them, man, don't do it that way, because that's not, the, You know, that's not what the Almighty said. You understand? You know, because those 613 laws, they mean something. They're going to be written in our hearts and in our minds so that, you understand, that, you know, it'll be second nature to us.
That is correct. What a beautiful day it's going to be. Like I said, it's just a, you know, it's been a pleasure. It has truly been a pleasure. I hope and pray that I'm able to follow through and see it all. I plan on being in Washington, D.C. I'll be there. You know, I hope to see the children of Israel leave this land, you know, because I want to see our Elohim show up and do what he says he's going to do. And I believe he is. I believe he is. And we're going to see some miraculous things. Once this takes place, because I'm telling you, Israel was the key to it all. The reason why they didn't get to go too far, they could only go so far, and something said, stop. You ain't going no further than that. Stop. You ain't going to do that to them. They ain't going no further. Don't give them no. Don't put no more drugs in the neighborhood. Stop. Don't inject them with no poison. Somebody was there to say, you ain't going farther than this.
That's correct. Well, he did it at the Reed Sea, I think it was. You understand? We was back to the Reed Sea. We didn't have nowhere to go.
Nowhere to go.
He opened up the sea, and we went across that thing. You understand? On dry land.
On dry land. You better say that again. You know that's some powerful stuff. You know, Brother Donald, that's some powerful stuff right there. To blow the sea apart and then make sure you blow the land dry? Come on, now who do that? What kind of God is other than eyes that can do something like that there? We blew a highway in the middle of the sea and blew it enough so that the dirt, the mud became dirt. It was dry. We walked across on dry land.
And when Pharaoh and them came through with their chariots, they got stuck in the mud. That was really a powerful moment.
Yeah. And he ready to show out again. I wouldn't be surprised if he be there when we be there. I really wouldn't. I would not. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to remind you of something somebody told me. Along when I was just stepping over in here to start the Nation of Yehuda, because I hesitated for a long time, Brother Donia. I hesitated. I was coming out of the church. I was in that place where I was at home studying by myself. I knew what I had to do, but I was holding. I didn't want to do it. It was so much stuff going on in my life at the time. I was like, how am I going to do all of this? And I remember I had just come home from having surgery. And I was laying in my bed, and the phone rang at 2:30 in the morning. I will never forget this. And this lady lives in Columbus, Ohio. And I only met her a couple times over the phone. But she said, you know what? She said, I've been praying. She said, I was up this morning praying, and you dropped into my spirit. She said, I don't know what it is that you're getting ready to do. She said, but you're planning something. I said, yes, ma'am, I am. She said, you're planning something. She said, and whatever this is so powerful. She said that God the Father is going to be there. Now, this is church people, so, I mean, you know. And I was like, excuse me? She said, whatever this is that you're planning. And at the time, what I was doing, I was trying to do what we're doing now then. And I didn't realize it wasn't time then. But I had put the whole thing together. I mean the whole thing together. And now guess what? We have it in now. So I wouldn't be surprised if the Most High allowed one of them angels to show up. I really would. I'm not putting anything in anybody's mind. I don't want you to think I don't want anybody coming with that expectation. But one thing that we do know is that the curse is over when we meet. It's over.
Okay.
When we get together, the curse is over with. So the Most High he's subject to do anything at this point. Because there's nothing holding him back anymore. The curse was the thing that he spoke the curse 5,000 years ago. He spoke to Abraham 5,000 years ago. And then he had to wait until its appointed time and they came and got us. From that point on, his hands were tied to a point because of what he spoke. But guess what? All that's over with now.
That is correct. Yeah.
Ain't no telling what we're going to see. But he said, if you seek me, I'll let you find me. So I do have an expectation. I do. He said, if you seek after me, I'll let you find me.
Plus, you know, it's all right to have expectations, man, you know, because we only basing our expectations on what we read in the book.
That's right.
You understand? You know,
that's right.
And so, you know, we're going to have, you know, we're going to have dreams and aspirations. You understand?
Yeah. Yeah. So I have an expectation. You know, I would like for him to, you know, I ask humbly, you know, I'm asking you humbly, I would like for you to show up on our behalf, you know. And everybody's praying, and they want him to show up. We need him to show up, and we're going to call on him and ask him to show up on our behalf.
I think that the Almighty might reveal himself at that particular time is because, you understand, that would give us more inspiration, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To know that
that
our God is with us. You understand, you know. So there's a great possibility in that happening from my perspective.
I know. It gets me excited just to even think about it. It's like, wow. You know, he's ready to cut up. He said, you think I showed out in Egypt? You ain't seen nothing. Yes, sir. Hello.
He said, all the nations of the earth will know that I am the true and living Elohim when I bring back the children of Israel from the four corners of the earth. All the nations will know.
Hallelujah. And his brother Yerushalayim seeing spaceships in the air, coming through the air while he at work, and the people with him seeing the same thing. Look here.
Okay.
He said he was just stood there frozen and couldn't move. You just froze in awe, like, wow. You know what I'm saying? We like little kids looking up like, wow. The powerful movement. This is something else. Woo!
I think that when a person is, you know, has a vision, you know, that sees certain things, man, that means that they're special unto the Almighty, you know, being able to see that. I would think
Sir. But guess what? It wasn't just him that saw it. The people that was with him at the job seen it too.
But that necessarily not for them, or those that, you know, it might have been for a few brothers and sisters. You understand? Because the things that's going to happen and has happened, it was for Hebrew Israelites, God's people. You understand? It was not for those other folk. You understand? This whole, if you read the book, it's all about us. It's not about nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
The reestablishing or the restoration of Hebrew Israelites. You understand? We were a nation when we came out of Egypt. You understand?
Yes.
And since then, we've always been a nation. You don't have to rebuild a nation. You understand? We just have to gather that nation.
Yes, hallelujah. You're right. You are absolutely right. Ain't no building no nation. We was already a nation. We a nation in exile, but we already a nation.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
This is powerful. You know? It's just powerful. So many things are changing right before our eyes. It's just a lot. I'm ready.
And it's amazing how that statement was stated. You understand? 5,000 years ago.
5,000 years.
That he was going to I don't remember exactly how I said, but we were going to see this. Our changes right before our eyes, and we can look on the TV or on the computer, you understand, and see certain things that's beneficial to us in this day and time, right before our eyes.
Yes, right before our eyes, and then he's letting the word get out to the whole world as to who we are.
Mm-hmm.
That's a miracle. that the whole world know who we are now. There ain't no secret no more. He's letting the whole world know who we are.
Yeah, that's true. That is absolutely true.
Especially the people in this land. Now they saying all the colored people is the Israelites.
Yeah, they saying that too. A lot of them people of the other nation is saying exactly that.
Yeah. They saying not all the colored people is the real Israelites. Now, no, you ain't no, you not the Israelites, it's the colored people.
Some of them guys are hardcore. They're not gonna say that. You understand? If you chain whip beating them, they not gonna say it. You understand what I'm saying? Because they hardliners.
But they got a lot of those
people of the other nations talking about the Hebrew Israelites. And I think I've seen this on the news. You understand, where this woman said something about that she is Israel, and the guy interrupted and said, no, them black folks is Israel.
That's right. That's right.
I seen that on the news, I think.
Wow. You know, you got a lot of people wanting to be us, but, you know, the Most High going to determine who he know his people.
Absolutely. He said that he was going to bring his people back. His people he was going to bring back to their land that he gave to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You understand?
Yes, sir.
You know, so,
yes,
like
sir.
I said, you understand, those that are calling themselves Hebrews, you understand, and they haven't suffered none of these punishments. I mean, none of this punishment that we was in, none of this curse. You understand? The Australians, you understand? What do they call themselves? They call themselves Israel, but they not the peoples, you understand? And so they ought to be really, see, one thing that I'm seeing, they don't read the book. They have not read the book. They're going by what somebody told them, because you understand? If they read that book, they can see that there's no way possible that they could be us.
Hold on. Let me get Brother Yeroxalan's mic open. Area code 478, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom.
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 Hey, Shalom, Shalom.
Yeah, you're definitely right, but I tell you what, they still talking about that. I don't think it's going nowhere either.
I know they are still talking about it.
I still look up every night. I mean, every day I'm looking up in the sky like, where am I going to see Nick?
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
I think that you're counted as a special person. You understand?
Yes, hallelujah.
To be able to see that. You understand? Because everybody ain't going to get that opportunity, I don't believe.
All right. Mm-mm. That's gonna be something else.
It makes you feel it. It does make you feel away. It don't go away either, because you feel like, you know, you just can't get rid of that feeling. You know that I can't get rid of it. What I saw is what I saw. I can't change that. I can't. You know, it just is there.
Yeah. You think you gotta wake up again?
Yes, right. Right. That's the truth. You know, you better say that again. That is the truth. And you just in awe for days and days. And I was like that with a dream. I can't imagine being a grown up and seeing a spaceship, because, like I said, bringing to memory, I was a kid. I remember something like that happening. But as a grown up, the only thing I've seen was when I had a dream. You know, I've spotted things up in the sky, and I believe that that's what they were. But to really see something like that and up close and personal?
I know that's right.
It's different. It's so different. Like I said, what got me was this was not a light. It was not, you know, some light that we could say was a star or something. No, this was in the clouds, an actual solid object in the clouds that you cannot explain. that you just can't imagine what that does to the body, what it does to your mind, because you're sitting there going, wow, this is really happening. I hate to see that day when that day comes and says men's hearts are going to faint for what their eyes see. Man, my heart almost fainted that day, and that was just a little bit.
I know that's right.
Lord have mercy. I can't imagine. But you know what? I think I'm ready for y'all to do what he's going to do. You know, but anything that he does to us is going to shock us like that. Like you said, you wasn't expecting it, and then it just appeared, and you just like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Powerful.
Yeah, I remember one time, man, and I was here in this apartment right here, and we had a discussion, I think it was with Abraham, Ambassador Abraham, and we had a discussion, you know, and so I came into the bedroom, and the TV was blasting, you understand, and I looked into the doorway, and there was this brilliant light. And in the brilliant light, there was a form of a human form. And I heard it says, you must go to the source. You understand? I forget what our conversation was between Abraham and us, but it said you must go to the source. So I turned around.
I remember
you understand?
That.
You know, and no sooner I turned back around, it was gone. You know,
I remember you telling me that. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I couldn't believe it, man. You know, I didn't know how, you know. And that's why I say, man, you know, there's a special person that will see these things or see, you know, like you said that you saw a ship in the sky. You understand? Everybody, you know. And for the people that were around you, that wasn't for them, see, because you understand, you're saying, you know, Hebrew Israelites. So those things are for the Hebrew Israelites, you understand? You know, just like the Almighty put the rainbow. The rainbow is for Hebrew Israelites because it's supposed to be that the Almighty acknowledging that he's, you know, he's never going to destroy the earth by water anymore. I think that's what that means. I'm not sure. I can't remember all the time. I'm old.
Yes, it is.
And so these things are for us, Hebrew Israelites.
Yeah.
You understand? Because the Almighty never dealt with anybody else, man. You only have I known.
Only have I'm ex-crocher right there. That's crucial, right there, all by itself. You know, you can't even tell people that kind of stuff to be able to get them to understand, because there's so much religion based on nothing. He said, "You, out of all the nations of the earth, you are the only nation that I have ever known."
That is correct.
That's crucial.
Absolutely. You understand? You know. So you know, count yourself as special. You know, that's why, you understand, I look and I say, you know, certain things that I see that I could get myself in some trouble with, and I choose not to.
That's right. Yes. Hey, for those who know and want to know what that scripture is, that's in Amos chapter 3, verse 2. He said, "You only have I known of all the families of the earth."
That is correct.
It's Amos chapter 3, verse 2.
Okay. So when we see these little things and things are happening around us, just like when Trump signed the proclamation or whatever it was, the 1242 proclamation about Hebrew Israelites, about the 400-year captivity, that wasn't for nobody but Hebrew Israelites. You understand? Because they don't know nothing about the history of why we in this situation. They only know, you understand, the slave portion.
That's true.
You understand? We the only people that you only have I know. He's the only one that he ever worked with. I mean, read the book.
That's true.
You understand what I'm saying? I mean, it gives us all of the exp- sojourning, you understand, our captivity, you understand, our wars, you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's what he was working with us. He wasn't working with nobody else.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, and everybody tried to pick up on that. You understand? No, it's us, man. The Australians is the peoples, man. The Australians ain't no people. And they was cool, too. You understand them? What is those folks that they totally annihilated for that land?
Yeah.
I can't remember. But it's some
Israelites, though, that are in Australia, too, that the Most High going to deliver.
Of course. Wherever we are at, he said he's coming to get us. That's what he said. Throughout the four corners of the earth. That means every corner of the earth. Wherever we between the south and the north, you understand, and the east and the west, everything in between. Wherever we located, whoever thumb that we are under, you understand, he's coming to get us.
Do you know how powerful that is? What you just said. Do you know how out of space that is?
Mm-hmm.
That's just something on a whole other level. You know what I'm saying? To say that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that lives in a whole other dimension in space, is coming into our atmosphere to deliver the Negro people that scattered all these countries on this earth.
That is correct.
That can make a movie
off
something like that.
I have no doubt in my mind, sister. You understand, brother? You understand? I have no doubt in my mind that he ain't going to fulfill what he said he's going to do.
Yep.
Lord have mercy. Mm-hmm. Are y'all ready? Really, are you ready? Are you ready for real? I mean, for real. Knowing brother Yerushalayim, when you seen that shit, if that ship would have lowered and the steps open, would you have went up in there?
No. If I knew it was y'all, I would have went in there, but I would have been nervous and scared of what I was gonna see. But I would have went, because I'm telling you, I know not knowing that it was y'all, that it was or wasn't about y'all, that I was nervous then. I mean, I couldn't imagine it coming down. Some angelic being come off the ship and say, "Hey, come on with us. We gotta take." Man, I would probably had a heart attack right there.
Wait a minute, a being that comes down off the ship that looks just like you. He's just a little bit taller, a lot taller than you. And he said, "Brother Yerushalayim, the God of Yahweh Elohim said it's time for you to go. This time is for us to be delivered, the children of Israel." You have been against that.
I would have been. I've been scared. They probably had to look at me because I probably would have changed colors and everything.
I know that's right.
Ooh, that's how, man. When you really give it some thought, I'm a Star Trek fan, I like it. You know, I like space movies. That's what we get ready to experience. We get ready to experience something that's out of this world, Brother Donnell.
Yeah, but we got to understand that the Almighty don't do nothing, you understand, without informing us. He ain't going to do it without us knowing. Because, you understand, why would he, you understand, all of a sudden just do something and we don't know what we're going into? Even the people that he's chosen would be skeptical.
Yeah.
So he always let us know what's going to happen. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. No, you're right. If he would get on the ship, if he came and this, let me say this, and I'm just messing with you. I'm just for you and Brother Yerushalayim, everybody on in. What if we get to Washington, D.C., and the Most High revealed himself, and all them ships is there ready to take us on and take us out of there? Would you leave at that point, or would you say, wait a minute, I don't go see about my kids?
No, I would leave. I would leave.
Yeah. Me too. I have to go. You understand? Because the Almighty said so. But for a surety, he's gonna let us know, man. Just he left it on record, you understand, that he was coming to get us, you understand? So we know that, that's confirmation for us.
Yes,
you understand that the records that he left on, left that he was coming, he said that he was going to bring us back from the four corners of the earth. That's a confirmation.
I said, yes, he did. That was a promise. Yes,
you understand?
He
so
did.
It's not like he ain't going to leave us no message and stuff like that. He left that stuff on record for us to read, you understand, to let us know that he is the true and living Elohim for those of us that believe in the book, in the writings, you understand? You understand? So, you know, so when you say that when we go up to the on this venture, on this trip, you understand, and he show up, you understand, tell us to get on that ship, we already know what he said, you understand, what he left on record, that he's coming to get his people out of the four corners of the earth. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when if he's doing that for us, you know he's going to be doing it for the rest of the folk.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, that's just my thinking. You understand? And they call me Way Out Willie.
It's just exciting. No other nation can have this kind of a conversation and really be talking about truth. It's exciting to know that we have an outcome such as this. It is. It really is. It's like, wow. We don't be like little kids looking up like, wow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I can see that.
He said, I can see that. Did you say that, brother? Did you look up and say, wow?
It wasn't quite wow. It wasn't quite wow.
He had that jaw drop.
That is a jaw drop, stomach drop. It was something else, right? Because you know you see that stuff on YouTube when people be saying anything they see it, and that's one thing. You know, you can see it, and you like, I don't know if that's fake, I don't know if that's real,
right?
But when you see that Joker in person,
yeah,
you just going, wow.
I told you.
This can't be happening.
And what about the lady who seen it? Is she still talking about it?
Yeah, she's still talking about it. She had me today, so she was talking to me today. She stopped me today and asked me about, you know, what she said, what do you really think? Do you think they're going to hurt us? I said, depends on who they are and where they're coming from.
You never say that? Lord have mercy.
But she started to go with her food and water already, she said. She was praying food and trying to get excess food and water. She's doing that now because that's too much of a risk.
Yeah, absolutely.
After seeing that, you don't know. And of course, that question came. I got to tell you the question that came up. And you're going to laugh about it. Both of y'all will laugh about it. I was asked, how come they ain't talking about this in the church? I had to laugh.
Woo! Mm-mm. Tell them because Israel got to be the one to teach you this, and then you got to know you Israel. You can't think you a Gentile. Israel got to teach you this. You got to know you Israel to be able to teach this right here.
Absolutely.
You know, because the ancestors is still out there too. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The Most High said, all of them coming back. Man, oh man, oh man. You got to be able to teach that. You know what I'm saying? Everybody don't understand. Listen, when they come to realize that the church was a holding place for the Most High's children to be held in until such a time as this, they'll be all right.
Yep.
They'll be all right.
I agree with that, man.
Well, you'd have to have your who'd have to have somewhere to praise because that's what we do. You know what I'm saying? It's just, and we do it in our own way, whether it's through rap music, whether it's through jazz music, whether it's through gospel music or whatever. Judah is a praiser, and that's what we have to do, and that's where the Most High put us until such a time as this. But he, that's what he said. He come in and knock and said, I want my people back. I formed them people for myself. I want my people back. Give me my people.
Yeah, did you hear what you said? He formed those people for himself.
Yes, he did.
So when, so when we mention these things and we read these things in the scripture, he ain't talking about nobody else but his people.
No. His people. It's them, it's my people. He said, give me my people. And that's why they go. He's going to bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat. He said to plead with you, with the nations, for my people. Give me my people back.
Okay.
Give me my people.
That's true and living Elohim. The God that made everything. The everything was dark and he made light in the sky so he could see to make put the stars, the moon, the sun and the earth and everything in it. You understand? Before him, there was no light in the sky. It was dark.
None. There's going to be so many folks getting on them boats. Y'all ain't going to be able to. You're going to be looking at them people like, wow. Look at all them people lining up to get on them boats.
Mm-hmm. Well, I believe that, too.
Well, they're going to get out of there. They're going to leave.
Say, oh, yeah.
People going to leave.
He said, although we're like the sands of the sea and the stars in the sky, it's only going to be a remnant. And out of that, man, it's got to be a vast remnant. If we sand on the sea, that remnant got to be humongous. Somewhere I read that when we go back in Jerusalem, ain't gonna be enough housing.
I just want to get there. Just let me get there, because everybody that goes there, that's Israel, that don't know they Israel, that goes from the church, they all say the same thing. They say when your feet touch the ground, you know you at home. You know that's where you're supposed to be. They always tell me the same thing. Like I can't explain it. Even the people in Israel say that. I went over on tour with this group and that group, but when my feet touched Zion, I knew I was supposed to be there. I knew that was home. I just want to go there and be able to experience that.
Yeah. My ex-wife is going to Israel on the 23rd of this month.
All right.
I told her to take a bunch of pictures and have a good time.
Please. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When I go, I ain't coming back.
that's always been my problem, Sister Yael. I never was able to go somewhere on a vacation.
When I go, I ain't coming back to you.
Okay, I'm out of New York City. And when I came to Georgia, I haven't been back to New York City in more than 35 years.
Wow. Wow. Can you imagine going home and you know that's home, and then you gotta walk back through the gates and get on the plane and go back to a land that you know ain't yours? That would be too hard for me. That's why I'm gonna wait until the Most High send me, and I'm staying.
It's uncomfortable to feel like that. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that you're going back to a place you know where you ain't wanted.
Hallelujah. Everybody tells me the same thing, Brother Russell. Everybody does. They say when your feet touch Zion, you know that's where you're supposed to be. That's your home. You know it. If there's something in your body, you just know that's where you're supposed to be.
I was never able to go on a vacation. You understand? Only reason that, when I went on a cruise, the only reason that I came back because they had a ship bringing me back.
You know, I don't know where he's going to put us. I don't know what part of the land he's going to put us in until Jerusalem is cleaned out. I don't know how we're going, what part we're going to be on, but wherever part we're on is going to be the land of Israel. I mean, the land of Canaan. And Canaan land is a huge piece of real estate property. It's huge.
Yes,
land, man.
Yes,
it is huge.
I think it's, it says that it's from Euphrates until the Nile River.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And from the Mediterranean. Is that sea? That Mediterranean Sea? You understand?
Mm-hmm.
To well past the Jordan. You understand? The Jordan is inland. You understand? Jordan River.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? It's well past the Jordan, from Mediterranean to I can't recall. But it's a vast piece of real estate.
It is. But can you imagine, Brother Donnell, being 75 years old and you've gotten past the emotion that you own the ship, because you own the ship now, and then the ship is taking off, and the farther you get out to sea, the less you see of the land that you came from, and all you see in front of you is sea, and you know you're headed back home. I don't think it's going to be a dry eye on the boat. That's really going to be
nope.
Well, you know,
wow.
For the most part, I'm going to pray most of the way. I'm going to get on my knees and ask the Almighty to watch over us and guide us and be with us. You understand? How I adore the Creator. You understand? I'm gonna be praying most of the way. You understand?
Because 400 years is a long time. You know, that's a long time.
Yeah. Thanking the Most High with all my heart and all my soul, you know, and every fiber of my being. You understand? That I am truly thankful.
I know that's right. Wait now, we ain't worthy of it, but we thankful. We don't deserve it, but we thankful that we got a chance to see it. I mean, you know, that we can show our children we on our way home. Let's go home, y'all. It's time.
Well, you know,
he said not one gonna be left behind.
I cannot say that we're not worthy, because here we are with 70 days. You understand? I've had some brothers, you understand, that knew that book backwards and forwards, up and down, and they're gone.
Yeah.
So we must be worthy to some extent.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, you know, all praise is to him.
That don't mean that you can't mess it up for yourself. You understand? All you got to do is do one of them little crazy things after you done told the Almighty that you was not going to do what you said you was not going to do, and you turn around and do it. Remember what it says in Ecclesiastic, man. You understand about the if the wicked turn from their wicked ways, you understand, their wickedness won't be seen. But if a person that accepts and wasn't wicked and is good, and he started doing wickedness,
I'm still looking for that scripture. Yeah, that's true. That's true. To turn around and know this is in front of you, and you decide to go do something dumb. Oh no.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. No, no. No.
Yeah.
Wow.
The same thing that you repented from doing, you turn around and do it. Oh.
And do it.
I think you're asking for it.
Yeah, you pretty much are. It's a wrap. It is a wrap, you know. This is amazing. I'm looking for that scripture because I know how to read it. They shall know. I think it's in Ezekiel. Hold on. It says, bring back their captivity on land. I have left none of them. Here we go. It's Ezekiel 39 and 28. Here it is right here. It says, then shall they know that I, the Most High, their Elohim, which caused them to be led into captivity among the heathen, but I have gathered them unto their own land and have left none of them any more there.
Mm.
Ain't nobody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, I guess he said, if I do away with you, I'm going to do away with you, but they ain't going to do away with you. They ain't going to have the option to do it. That's Ezekiel 39:28.
Okay.
It says, well, let me see where we're 20. It says, therefore, this is 25. It says, therefore, thus saith the Most High Elohim, now will I bring again the captivity of Jacob and have mercy upon the whole house of Israel and will be jealous for my holy name after that they have borne their shame and all their trespasses whereby they have trespassed against me when they dwell safely in their land and none made them afraid when I have brought them again from the people and gathered them out of their enemies' land and sanctified in them in the sight of many nations, then shall they know that I am the Most High their Elohim, which caused them to be led into captivity among the heathen, but I have gathered them unto their own land and have left none of them any more there. Neither will I hide my face any more from them, for I have poured out my spirit upon the house of Israel, saith the Most High Elohim. Woo! That is so
sweet.
That just brings tears to your eyes. It just brings tears to your eyes. Woo!
Hallelujah.
Ezekiel 39:25-29. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Oh,
and none
glory
shall
to
be
his
a,
name.
And we shall be afraid no more.
No
you
more.
Understand? When we lay down, we will not be afraid. That's powerful, man. See, in these days of time, you don't know when they're going to bust in your door. And they doing it on a regular. You understand? They done shot and killed an old lady of 72 years old. They came to the wrong house. These
wow.
people got, you understand, and it don't matter. And nobody got punished for it, neither. You understand? Nobody got punished. They came to the wrong door. You understand? And they had a on the YouTube channel, you understand, they had a brother, you understand, and they was trying to accost him and take him in the custody, cause they said that they looking for a guy, and he fits the description, you understand. And then when they was out there for about an hour, man, he was not going, you understand. Mm-hmm. And his wife was right there, and they was telling him, man, he's not the guy, that's my husband, man, I know where he be at, blah blah blah. And he wrestle away, you understand, and they go around in the car, you understand? And then the guy brought brought the picture of the guy, and he looked nothing like him. Nothing.
Wow.
I'm telling you, man, you understand, you know, we between a rock and a hard spot here. You understand?
Sure enough.
If you go out and you make it back in, the Almighty was with you.
Yes, you better say that again. Woo, Lord have mercy. Oh, it's almost over, though. We at day 70. Today is day 70. 70
yeah.
days away. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise the mighty God.
That is, say that again. Hallelujah. 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 Man, Lord have mercy.
Hallelujah.
Man, if you go out and you make it back home, the Almighty was with you.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Jeez. All praises. All praises. Somebody give a shout. Hallelujah. It's going to be all right. Oh, it's almost over.
Yes,
we got to hope. Got to hope.
Yeah, we
it
got
just
hope,
says
man.
Kill Fusion.
We got hope because
yes.
The Almighty left it on record that we're going to be out this mess. We're getting
yes,
out of
he
here.
Did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
He's
we
not
just read
fail
it.
Us.
He sure did.
He's never going to bring us to a point right here and fail us. He's not going to do it. Not at all. You understand? That's why I say we're in a special position here. You understand? You know, because all of those brothers and sisters that I know, you understand, that could read that book, read that Hebrew, you understand? They're gone now. They passed away. You understand? Thank God, most of them passed away without any difficulty. You know, it was natural causes and etc. You understand? They got to an older age. You understand? Thank the Almighty. You understand? But you here right now, I think that we're in a special spot here.
Yes,
yeah.
We are. I give him praise every morning when I wake up. I give him praise.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, glory. 70 more days.
70 more days. Double digits as in comparison to 400 years.
Yes, glory to his name. Joe is, you know, I'm glad I was woke up on the tail end of this thing. Woo! This is really something serious. Woo, Lord have mercy. What a day. Just let me see it to the end. I want to be able to see it all the way to the end. And like I said, step on that boat and watch the ride all the way home.
Hallelujah. Well, we're going into the wilderness first, sister. You understand? Because he had to purge out all the rebels. Because we know that there's going to be some knuckleheads, you understand, going on that boat. You understand what I'm saying? And they're going into the wilderness. You understand? And he's going to plead with us or weed out the rebels from amongst us. You understand? Because there's going to be a bunch of knuckleheads that's not going to do right. And they could, and more than likely, Hebrew Israelites. Because most of them is Judah and Benjamin and Levi. Because the northern tribes didn't go into didn't go into the folk the European captivity. You understand? Although they're gonna be on the ship or on the ships or somewhere, you know. I believe now, you know, I can't say that I have the understanding on it. You understand? But I believe that wherever you know, if they over there in Europe, man, the Almighty going to send something for them, too. You understand? A ship or something for them, too. They ain't going to have to come all the way over here, you understand? You understand? I believe he's going to set up something for, you know, to bring them back until, you understand? But we all going back the way we came. That's what it says, I think.
Yes, sir.
I'm most certain.
Sir.
It says that we're going to go back the way we can. Down the holy highway into the wilderness. And in Zion, there's going to be signs along the way to show us the way. You understand? So,
praise
you understand?
God.
I don't have no doubt in my mind that the Almighty's not going to do that. You understand? Do what he said he was going to do. You understand? He has not failed us yet. If he's in the picture, he's working for us.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Glory to his name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the mighty God. It brings tears to your eyes and makes you want to cry. Because, I mean, you know what I'm saying? For people that had no hope, they had no hope. All we thought, all we knew was this. We just knew how to get along, stay along, and we stayed out of the way, you know, and lived the best life we could. You know that little song, we live in our best lives. We tried to do the best we could. Over here, but guess what? We have a greater hope than that. Yes, we do. And the Most High left it on record in the book.
That is correct. Absolutely. And we're going to be happy. That's the major thing. You understand? We think that we're happy because with these little things that we think that we got, that's all, you know, that's making us happy. You understand? But we don't know. We're paying for it every day. You understand? Oh, we're going through some stuff to even hold on to what we got. When you lay your head down on the day off that you got, you understand, you thanking the Almighty You understand? Woo, I couldn't wait to get
to No, that's right. That's me. I can't wait to see that come in. This body's gone.
Most of the time, you understand, it's only one day. You know, we say weekend, but it's only really one day.
Well, yeah, it sure is. It is 12 hours, a good 12 hours in total.
So I trust that the Almighty going to do everything that he said he's going to do, and I love him with all my heart and soul and every fiber of my body. Yeah,
we
got
to come
good.
Up with a song that we all can sing on that boat. We're going to have to come up with a song that we all can sing on that boat. We ought to be singing while we leave and just let the song, let the children of Israel sing their way out of captivity. We're going to leave and sing at the same time.
I got a song. It's called Jerusalem, Jerusalem. Y'all might have heard that. Jerusalem.
Oh, yeah,
same. Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem. Land where our fathers served the Lord.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. We can do that one.
Yeah.
Any more to it? Is that
number
it?
Us. Huh? What do you say?
Is it some more?
Yeah, remember us as captives. We prayed. I got it written down, and I'm paraphrasing. We prayed in our captivity. And Esau said, I got it all written down. Raise it to the ground, their eyes that show no pity. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, land where our fathers served the Lord. That was a beautiful song.
All right, well, let's get that. We need them words. We need to put that on some paper, because we all going to be singing.
I got it written down. I got a song book, man, of all the songs we used to sing when I was connected to Hashavah Israel, Restoration.
All right. Ooh,
yeah.
Glory. Hallelujah.
I can hear
the organ playing. Go ahead, Brother Donnie. Where our Father
Jerusalem, land where our fathers served the Lord. That's a bad number. As I look at it and hear that song, man, you understand? I could feel the vibe, you understand, of Jerusalem during those particular times. Because when David and David's son, what was his son's name?
Adonai and Adoniah.
Yeah,
and Solomon.
No, Adam. Yeah, Solomon. Solomon when he was there, you understand what I'm saying? You know, we served the Lord in those days, man. You understand what I'm saying? We went astray, but we did get an opportunity to serve the Almighty with all our heart and all our soul. And they had a lot of brothers.
Yeah.
Just because a lot of our brothers who were depended on by the Almighty, the Almighty put his dependence on us, you understand, to do right, you understand, there was a lot of our brothers that went astray. That he depended on, but there was a lot of brothers that were dedicated to the Almighty Yah. You understand? But because of our disobedience, not everybody was disobedient, man. Not everybody. You understand? It was a lot of us. You understand that? That's just like today. We follow those false teachers. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And some of us are dedicated to those teachers, man. They're not going to cut them teachers loose. You understand? And then you just got followers. You understand? Those that sitting on the fence, gray area.
That's true.
They gonna
that
be
so
saved
true.
Out of this mess. You understand?
Yes,
because
they are.
They didn't have no choice. You understand?
No choice.
Especially in these days and times, they ain't got no choice. You understand? All
nope.
they can do is follow. You understand? And when they talk about we lost sheep, we follow whichever way the shepherd went. That's where the sheep went. Just follow. They had no say-so in the matter.
Yes, hallelujah. Praise the mighty God. Well, it's a
and
whole
Almighty
no
gonna save us out. Save those out. Save those of us that are just followers. You understand? They,
mm-hmm.
you understand? We got to be we at least giving us the opportunity. At least we get the opportunity. You understand? You know, to be able to say they're gonna follow the laws, statutes, and ordinances and commandments that the Almighty has set aside. We got to have that opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Our eyes got to be open to that particular thing. So we, you know, if He gave us free will, at least give us the opportunity to use our free will.
That's true. That is true. That is something, ain't it?
Yes, it is.
Woo!
We talking about our God, the God that worked with he worked did a lot of things in our behalf. Man manipulated and you understand? Look what He did with Persia when they came and got us out of Babylonian captivity. He gave Persia Darius, was it Darius or one of them, you understand what I'm saying, gave Darius a vision to let them come back and still rebuild a temple. You understand? All that was in our behalf.
Yes, that's true. That is so true. Yes, hallelujah. What a day. What a beautiful show this has been. It's just giving us some hope. I'm just excited for our ancestors who died picking cotton and tobacco and sugar and all the stuff. You know what I'm saying? We're going to stand in proxy for them, and we're going to be able to represent them. This is going to be a magnificent time. It's going to be magnificent. All
hallelujah.
We give praise. And this is the end of our show. I hope you guys have enjoyed it as much as I have. You know, we're going to keep on doing this and encouraging ourselves till we get there. I hope everybody's preparing to be there, and we're going to do what we do and expect something from our Elohim because we love Him and we want Him to show up on our behalf. And everybody, enjoy the rest of your evening. Thanks, Brother Donion, Brother Yerushalayim, Sister Rachel, Sister Afion, and everybody else. Area code 210, thank you so much for your comments today. And you guys have a wonderful rest of your evening. We'll see you Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for our regular show. Yes, yes, sir.
I just can't imagine y'all ain't had no chicken feet. No, I'm kidding about
that. Oh, my God. I have to eat dinner, Brother Donia. Y'all have a wonderful evening. Shalom, shalom, everybody. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.